I think just in reading the tea leaves a little bit, Kelly, and even just in some of his post-game press conferences and in other games in the series, and you know, I remember after Game 5, you could tell he was getting fed up with some of the questions he was being asked, and David Pastrnak at the podium stepped in and said, you know, I'll handle this one. Marshy's a little bit crispy tonight. So I think there was reason to think that it could have gone that way. So I was in the back of my mind a little bit prepared that that's the way he was going to go. And then, as you know, Kelly, you can only control what you can, and what you can't control is how your interview subject responds to the questions you ask you, no matter how great or how bad the question is. So all you can do is just roll with it. And then he continued that same way of going about answering questions with the media and the scrum in the dressing room after the game. So you can tell he had his mindset on handling things a certain way last night, and that's his prerogative. So for us, you ask the questions and do what you can, and if they don't want to answer it, then so be it. And now we move on and get, as everybody gets starting to look ahead to, well, first off, two, which should be wonderful, Game 7s here to wrap up the second round, and then it's on to the conference final.
For sure, yeah. And, I mean, when a reporter is confronted with that, 10 words for three questions, sometimes there can be a little bit of stick handling to get to the next question, but for whatever it was worth, you kept skating forward. So, fabulous job on that. There seems to be some speculation, Kyle, that the pregame interview where you made reference to Marchand trying to stomp on Cam Atkinson's stick in the series opener is possibly why he might have had the reception that he did or the reaction he did last night. Was that maybe part of it, or would you say that's reaching for things?
Well, I don't know. Like, I haven't had a chance to talk to the Bruins, to Marchand in a different setting other than a live TV interview, to kind of sort through things and get to the bottom of it. I mean, that was a pregame interview before Game 2 of this series, so it was earlier on the day after he had made those comments. And I was just almost kind of, in a way, attempting to playfully reference what he had said, right, about how he was, you know, jokingly accusing Atkinson of trying to dull his skate blade. And, you know, I took a risk there, and clearly he wasn't in the mood for answering it at that time, 30 minutes before a game, and that's totally fine by him, and I understood it. And, you know, the one thing I asked the Bruins about after the fact was, you know, was he offended by that? Did he think I was trying to disrespect him? Because if so, I would like the opportunity to apologize, because that was in no means my intentions. And you know, I just made a poor decision there in the moment. And, you know, I'd like the opportunity to kind of set the record straight. And I was told, you know, that wasn't the case, and he was fine. You know, I just think there's a larger, I think there was a bigger picture of things here in this series where, you know, you just see some of the way he answered questions at other parts during the series as well, just dealing with the general media. So, you know, maybe the question that I asked him over a week ago had something to do with it. But I think, you know, part of what went on with how everything blew up with the, you know, the punch to the back of Scott Harrington's head late in Game 3 and how that'll blow it up. And the reaction and the criticism he received from certain people in the aftermath of that played a role too, I believe. But, you know, it would just be nice to just kind of have a conversation with the Bruins and him as well, and to kind of get to the bottom of things. Because, I mean, it's, you know, everyone has their own prerogative and how they want to go about answering questions. But, you know, at the same time, you just would love to kind of move on. And you've got a great series. You've got the Bruins have a great opportunity here now against a very good Carolina team. They're back in the conference final for the first time in 6 years. And, you know, you want the focus to be about that, not how one of their star players is answering questions after a game, whether on a national television broadcast or in the room with the assembled media there covering the series. So I have no idea exactly what the real answer is there, Kelly, but it would sure be nice to just to get the bottom of it, and we can all move on here.